This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Bigger might be better. That is one school of thought for sure. But there is also the bigger's all well and good, thanks, but we've got something else in mind theory. You've surely heard by now that Capital One's going to buy Discover in a $35 billion all-stock deal. It'll make Capital One the biggest credit card lender in this economy, topping JPMorgan Chase. But as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains, it's not looking to become too big to fail. It's buying a payment network.
When I go into my local coffee shop and tap my credit card on the reader, it connects to one of four payments networks: Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. David Schiff of the consulting firm West Monroe describes what happens next.
What it does is it sends out a signal over the network to say, does Stephanie have money in her account that allows this transaction to occur? Yes or no?
Hopefully the answer is yes. There's a satisfying little boop, and I can take my coffee. And whoever owns the payments network takes a little slice of what I paid. Add that up over millions and millions of transactions, and it's a steady revenue stream. Schiff, who's worked on projects for Capital One and Discover in the past, says if this acquisition goes forward, Capital One will be able to charge other credit card issuers.
They're collecting that money from other issuers that want to ride on the Discover rails, the Discover network.
And buying a payments network is a lot easier than starting one, says Andrew Davidson with the market intelligence firm Compare Media.
It's an extremely difficult thing to build up, as you have to go sort of merchant by merchant to build these networks up.
And owning one would put Capital One in much closer contact with those merchants. So they could say, hey, coffee shop, would you like any of these other services that we offer? A loan? A line of credit?
For example, Capital One has been moving, and has been for a while, offering business credit cards and business banking and other types of services.
Davidson says with this acquisition, Capital One would have an even bigger marketing budget. That means we're likely to see plenty more of those star-studded ads. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.